This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Rashtra Bank to issue development treasury bill worth Rs. 10 billion tomorrow. Main opposition CPN UML agrees to end provincial assembly obstruction in Lumbini. And world registers the hottest day ever recorded on Monday. Now, the news in detail. The Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, is all set to issue a treasury bill worth Rs. 10 billion tomorrow. The central bank has planned to issue the Development Treasury Bill 2086 CHA tomorrow with a term of 6 years. It may be noted that the government uses the Development Treasury Bill as a tool to raise public debt. Banks and finances, non-bank and finance institutions, insurance companies and organized institutions and common people can purchase it. According to the Nepal Rashtra Bank, the coupon rate of the treasury bill will be determined by an auction through online bidding. The clearance of the interest will take place on a half-yearly basis. The bill could be put as collateral for taking loans. The main opposition party in the Lumbini Provincial Parliament, CPN-UML, has finally decided to support the budget presented for the fiscal year 2023-24. The party had been obstructing the province assembly session until yesterday, expressing dissatisfaction with the government's annual estimation of income and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year. The government and the party had sat for talks last night that ended conclusively. According to UML Province Chief Tulasi Chowdhury, Chief Minister Dilli Bahadur Chowdhury has promised to address the party's concerns in the provincial assembly session, and the party has decided to allow the province assembly to conduct its business from today. The province assembly, which was postponed yesterday, has been called for today after the agreement between the ruling and opposition sides. A teenager was killed and two others injured as lightning struck them at local Gauriganj Rural Municipality 6 this morning. Police identified the deceased as 15-year-old Bijay Sardar of Khajurgachi in the rural municipality. Spokesperson of the district police office Chapa, Khagendra Rizal, said Sardar died on the spot after lightning hit him while he was going towards the field to work. 20-year-old Sikandar Alam and 16-year-old Manijur Alam from Phulbari, India, were injured in the incident. They had been currently living in Khajurgachi. Spokesperson Rizal said they have been sent to Medimax Hospital at Gauradaha for treatment. The Chitwan National Park has made public 3 persons arrested on accusations of killing 2 rhinos inside the park. They were paraded amid a press conference in Chitwan today. National Park authorities said 2 other accused are absconding. Chief Conservation Officer of the Chitwan National Park, Dil Bahadur Pun, said 3, Hom Bahadur Bike, Krishna Bahadur Mahato and Sikharam Tharu, all from Dharampur of Ramgam Municipality 18 in Nawalparasi district, were arrested red-handed selling rhino horns. They were arrested on April 20th. According to the Chitwan National Park, a 12-year-old female rhino and her 4-year-old child were electric trapped to death in Nandabahauzu Community Forest under the buffer zone of the Chitwan National Park on 20th January 2023. A private shop has been fined 200,000 rupees in Ilam for buying and selling chemical fertilizers to be distributed to farmers through cooperatives. The district administration office fined the agricultural seed store of Ilam Municipality 7 after it was confirmed that they had taken fertilizer from the cooperative for sale. A few days ago, 34 sacks of urea and 18 sacks of DAP fertilizer were found in the shop run by Bhesraj Parazuli. The investigation revealed that the fertilizers that the government is planning to distribute to the farmers through the cooperative was taken by the seller from the cooperative. The administration confiscated 52 sacks of fertilizer found in the shop and handed them over to Ilam Municipality. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The world's average temperature reached a new high on Monday, 3rd of July, topping 17 degrees Celsius for the first time. U.S. researchers said the new record was the highest in any instrumental record dating back to the end of the 19th century. Scientists at the U.S. National Centers for Environmental Prediction said that the world's average temperature has reached 17.01 degrees Celsius on 3rd of July, breaking the previous record of 16.92 degrees Celsius that had stood since August 2016. Researchers believe that the new global high combines the naturally occurring El Nino event and ongoing carbon dioxide emission. The El Nino Southern Oscillation, or ENSO, as it is properly called, has three different phases: hot, cold, or neutral. It is the most powerful fluctuation in the climate system anywhere on Earth. Scientists believe that more records will be shattered as summer goes on and El Nino gains strength. The Japanese government could start releasing treated but still radioactive water from the ruined Fukushima nuclear power station into the Pacific Ocean as soon as next month, after the United Nations nuclear watchdog gave the controversial plan the green light following a two-year review. The Nikkei newspaper reported that Japanese officials would explain the plan soon to the local community and neighboring countries amid concerns about the impact of the release of the water, which is currently stored in more than 1,000 giant tanks around the power station site. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Director General Rafael Grossi said the agency's two-year safety review had concluded the plan was consistent with the relevant international safety standards and the controlled gradual discharges of the treated water into the sea would have a negligible radiological impact on people and the environment. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, has said the Israeli military's operation in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin has ended, as the United Nations expressed deep concern over the violence in the city's sprawling refugee camp. Palestinian officials said at least 12 people from ages 16 to 23 were killed and scores more injured after Israeli forces launched large-scale operations in the camp this week. Israel said it was targeting Palestinian terrorists and one of its soldiers was killed in the operation. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Agency, reported that at least 3 children lost their lives in Jenin, while many others sustained injuries amid going classes. Gaza, an isolated enclave on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, is located southwest of the landlocked West Bank. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said that the country will see partial to general changes today due to influence of the monsoon wind. Heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is predicted in some parts of the country today. According to the division, light to moderate rainfall is likely to take place in some parts of the country this afternoon. Heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is predicted to occur in some areas of Madhes, Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces. There is also a chance of a storm in a few plain areas of Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces. Light to moderate rainfall is taking place currently in some places of Kosi, Madhes and Baghmati and Lumbini provinces due to minor to complete changes in weather across the country. There is a likelihood of light to moderate rain in some areas in the night due to the partial to general changes across the country. The division has shared that the possibility of heavy rain with thunderstorms and lightning in some places of the Lumbini and Sudhupashim provinces. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27.7 degrees Celsius with 30.7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Rashtra Bank to issue development treasury bill worth Rs. 10 billion tomorrow. Main opposition CPN-UML agrees to end provincial assembly obstruction in Lumbini. And world registers the hottest day ever recorded on Monday. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.